Here you go.
Oh, you cut it back. Thank you.
Hey, don't thank me. Thank your Uncle Mitchell. He's the one who tackled the guy.
I got grass stains.
Well, I will tell you one thing. I have learned my lesson. Disappointing my family and friends is punishment enough.
Nice try. You're grounded for 2 weeks.
Okay, we have big news. Claire has decided to run for mayor after all.
Thank you. Wait, it's town council.
It doesn't matter. You're not going to win anyways. But she's going to be okay. You see, I help the people. Why don't you two let me help you?
Well, I can't speak for Jay, but I guess I'm just too proud to ask for help.
Are you serious? She cuts your steak.
What about you?
I don't want to bother you with my business.
What else do I do every day?
I don't know. I'm guessing the gym and one other thing.
Dad, you should listen to her. She might really help you.
Huh.
She could be an asset.
Asset.
Heard it.
And look at these shelves over here. They're for the Jews. Those are my favorite one. So what did you think?
Wow. Same exact closet.
We never needed fake IDs on a farm. We figured if a 16-year-old could drive a tractor, he could drink a beer. Not at the same time, of course. It's Missouri, not Texas.
Yeah. I used a fake ID to get into an R-rated movie. The Fabulous Baker Boys. I found the title to be misleading. A lot of Michelle Pfeiffer, that's all I'm saying.
I remember when I got my fake ID.
Me too, crazy times.
Hell yeah. I tried to enlist in the Army, but they saw right through me. So me and a bunch of guys drove across state lines. We got a bunch of booze. We loaded up on fireworks. And I woke up in the morning, I kid you not, in a Mexican strip joint. You?
I used mine to rent some bowling shoes and kept them. Suckers probably spent months trying to track down Dr. Richard Hertz. Think about it.